Let the wind blow through your hair. Be nice to the big blue sea. Don't be afraid of the man in the moon, because it's only me. I shall always watch you until my love runs dry. Beautiful baby, my heart's aflame. I'll love you till Tuesday. My head's in a whirl, and I'll love you till Tuesday. Love, 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 love you till Tuesday. Love, 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 love you till Tuesday. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum. Ba 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 bum. Da 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 dum. Da 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 dum. Da 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 da. Did you know David Bowie's
Mill? I'll stretch you till Wednesday.
Okay. Forgot about the little tag on the end of that bad boy. I love you till Tuesday, David Bowie. I didn't know his name, middle name was Robert. So it's David Robert Jones. So it's like Dave Rob, Dave Rob, Dave Bob Jones. Who would even go with Bob? If your name's Robert, Rob is so much nicer than Bob. I don't know who goes with Bob. You know, it's like that whole Rob Bob thing. Same with Richard. Why would you go with Dick when you could go with Rick? Why would you even go down that road? You know, Bob and Dick hanging out, you know you're not going to have a good time. Next thing you know, they're going to be playing that country, that new country. Oh, I forgot one specific part of country music before the horrible death knell of the country 80s. And that was the 70s with outlaw country. Oh, my God. How did I even skip that? You know, you had the Johnny Cash and the Willie Nelson and the Merle Haggard. And, I mean, those guys were just like that big, nasty, coming into town bad guy singing. The awesomeness of those guys. And then it dies and goes really into a cesspool. The cesspool of country music that is today. All right, back to Tuesdays. Now, sometimes I'll play something I don't know what it is. It's called Tuesday. It's called Tuesday. Okay, this could be anything because it's an instrumental tune. Yep, I can play anything at all. Say, oh yeah, that song's called Tuesday. It does sound like Duane Eddy, though. Oh, man, I can't take that. That's just lamer than lame. Here's Sweet Tuesday by Badfinger. Get back to these pretty Tuesday songs. We got Wednesday coming up and then Thursday. Even though it's Friday, I'm on your brain. None of that new damn country here, I'll tell you that.
Ugh. Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile. All of my fears, they have left me. Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile. Places all around, astound me. Seen the breaking of the souvenir. faces all around style me. Seen the breaking of a souvenir in a brightness I can feel. Thank you.
A pretty thing there. Band called Nice System with Dream of Me on a Tuesday. Let me play this underneath this. Tuesday night in Memphis. John Lurie from the movie Mystery Train. That's nice, though. Before that, we heard Badfinger doing some song about Tuesday. Sweet Tuesday Morning was the name of that. Man, I was going to talk over this. This is a nice piece of music. Tuesday Night in Memphis from the movie Mystery Train, John Lurie. There you go, John Lurie, Tuesday Night in Memphis Suite, and that was from the movie Mystery Train. And a little thing about, so this whole first section is all about, we actually went over an hour on songs about Tuesday, winding this down. Got a couple more Tuesday songs, and we're going to do Wednesday, Thursday. But like I'm saying, you won't find a lot of rockers today. You know, Tuesday, well, maybe Wednesday might have a rocker or two, but not till we get to Friday and Saturday, the tunes really cook. So hang in there for that. Okay, so there's Black Tuesday. And that's Tuesday, October 29th, 1929, the stock market crash. So there you go. That was Black Easter Tuesday. Of course, the Tuesday after Easter. I can just name anything. Patch Tuesday. Now, it's the second Tuesday of every month where Microsoft releases patches for their products. So there they go. Some people call it Black. Shrove Tuesday. That's the first Tuesday in Lent on the calendar. Super Tuesday. That's the primary elections thing. I think that already happened because it's Tuesday. And Tuesday. Actually, when people want to know where Tuesday got its name from. Because I said, you know, Sunday was the day of the sun. Monday was the day of the moon. Actually, Tuesday got its name because it used to be the second day of the week. Henceforth, T-W-O-S day. Tuesday. So that's how Tuesday got its name. Because it used to be the second day of the week. And I said, you know what? Let's put a day of rest in there. Let's put a day of rest at the, well, let's put it at the beginning of the week. So let's just bump Tuesday. So Tuesday got bumped to like third day of the week. But even some people say it's still Tuesday. It feels like the second day of the week because it's the second day of the work week. There's a little bit of Tuesday for you. Here's Everything's Tuesday by the chairman of the board. And this guy did that great song, Give Me Just a Little More Time. I think same dude. Everything's Tuesday, chairman of the board, Zombo in Your Brain, winding down a Tuesday. We got a couple more tunes and we're going to jump into Wednesday. And don't even get me started on Wednesday. At least not yet. I guess you kind of, because this thing's probably going to go on for like 2 minutes of doing that same thing. That's a week from Tuesday by the Pastel Six. See, right there, another little break there. Does it again. And then put a guitar solo in there. Yeah, it took about a, I don't know. I don't think it took a whole day to write that song. Here are Maddox doing Tuesday Girl. And the chairman of the board started that set up with Everything's Tuesday. Zombo in Your Brain, winding down Tuesday. Only got a couple more Tuesday songs to go. Yeah, see, Week from Tuesday. He says a Week from Tuesday right in there. All right, let me tell you about gum safety. That's right, you know, kids are curious about everything, including gum. Talk to them about gum safety in your home, and it's a good first step. But you can do more. Always keep your gums locked. Unload it. Store your gum separately from your ammunition. Storing your gum securely is the best way to forget, you know, family fire. I don't know how to prevent family fire. I don't know how to gum unless you're chewing so hard that you start a fire. Yeah. There you go. Let's play this in the background, too. So we started off with Ruby Tuesday, symphonic version. With Mary and Faithful. And here's an easy listening version of it. So yeah, learn how to make your gum safer. Okay? Practice gum control. And another thing about gum, too. Worst gum ever. Worst gum ever had to come with baseball cards. Or football cards, or whatever kind of cards. Baseball cards. Basically basic baseball cards. I mean, I honestly think that they put that gum in the package just to keep the cards from bending. Because that gum was inedible. And why even put that in there? I mean, it basically was just kind of like, hey, you know what? We got this stale gum we can't get rid of. Ah, put them in with the baseball cards. What a brilliant idea. And then everybody started putting that. You wanted that stick of rotten, stale, who knows how old that gum was when it even went in to those baseball cards. They made the baseball cards smell good. I gotta tell you that. That's a weird thing. You used to collect baseball cards. And when you think about it, a lot of the stuff, I don't know, just my opinion is I really think that baseball cards are pretty homoerotic. You know? I think that giving boys G.I. Joes to play with is more formative in their sexuality than I would. Growing up, I would have rather played with Barbies. I don't want to play with girls. I don't want to play with boys. And you know what I'm saying? This is crazy that they would say, oh yeah, those are men's things. Those are men's things. You're going to give you these muscular guys that are staring dead into the camera, holding the ball, clutching a bat and looking at you suggestively. We're going to give you that. You know, because we want to shape you into a man. Good luck with that. And I never got the whole idea with G.I. Joes. I did happen to have a major Matt Mason. I wasn't a G.I. Joe guy. And G.I. Joes were just weird. That was just weird. Okay, throw him, especially the G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip. You talk about something that's kind of, what do you do with that kung fu grip, G.I. Joe? Well, yeah. But I have Major Matt Mason. Major Matt Mason was cool because Major Matt Mason came in this big glider. He was supposed to be this Air Force guy. Major Matt Mason. That was the only like play toy doll I ever had was Major Matt Mason. I didn't even have a stretch. I might have had a Stretch Armstrong for a hot minute. And then I just wanted to see how far I could stretch Armstrong. And then I think I tied him to the back of the car and under the garage door, and that was the end of Stretch Armstrong. But Major Matt Mason was great because Major Matt Mason smelled really plastic. I mean, I had that toy for probably a year, and he came with this giant glider. This giant glider was probably about 8 pounds, and it would not fly. It kind of looked like the Phantom Cruiser in Space Ghost. And Major Matt Mason just smelled of, like, you know, real toxic plastic. And, yeah, that was the only thing I had. So Major Matt Mason, I did happen to, you know, you get a couple nice whiffs of Major Matt Mason and, you know, put him in a plastic bag, put him in a paper bag and huff him. And man, you're kind of like, yeah, this is great. It's better than sniffing glue, putting Major Matt Mason in a paper bag and getting some whiffs. That was how to have fun when you were a kid. How could you take regular toys and use them to make your own games out of it? For example, buying caps. I think they still sell caps, right? The best thing to do with caps. Now put them in a cap gun, bang, 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 and practice your gum safety. The thing was is to roll about 8 to 10 rolls of caps into something that was about maybe 6 inches in diameter, and then find a big brick and a brick or a giant stone and slam them down on there, man. And that was just, man, your ears would be ringing. Oh, what great times. And then you go huff your Major Matt Mason. Yeah. And then, then you take Monopoly pieces. And even before the game, before Monopoly starts, there's always a fight. Monopoly is built. It's family fight night is what Monopoly is. Because right now, there's one good piece of Monopoly, and that is the race car. They give you a race car, a Scotty dog, a thimble, an iron. Oh, I want to be the iron. Who even came up with that? Actually, it was originally called the Landlord's Game. And this is kind of neat. It was called the Landlord's Game. It was invented in like 1903 by some gal. And it was all about showing how people should share. This is crazy when you think about how people should share. It was called the Landlord's Game. And there's two ways you could play it. One was called Prosperity. You could play with a set of rules called Prosperity, and where everybody benefited from it. Everybody. And the game was won by the person who had the least that doubled their wealth. That's how Prosperity was played. There was a secondary game of rules. How it was not supposed to be played was Monopoly. And so, obviously, humans, the way they're wired, they did not want to play Prosperity. They wanted to play Monopoly. So Parker Brothers actually stole that idea, and that's how Monopoly came aboard. There you go. And then, whatever. Let's get into Wednesday. And I have a huge problem with Wednesday. That and rhythm. Those two words should be re-spelled. I never spell rhythm correctly, and I never spell Wednesday correctly. I always go, oh, W-E-N, and I'm expecting spell check to fix it. And then it says, oh, wesn't isn't a word. I want Wednesday. W-E-N, weasel. I don't want weasel. I want a Wednesday. 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 If we're going to keep it that way, pronounce it that way. Wednesday is a terrible, terrible thing in the English language. Wednesday. And I can't even really see how you could pronounce rhythm, because it's R-H-Y-Q, the symbol for boron. I don't know how to spell Wednesday or rhythm. But here's Wednesday week. Let's start off Wednesday with a kick. All songs about Wednesday. Get your G.I. Joes out. It's Wednesday week. Elvis Costello.
You remember me tomorrow. of my mouth, you put the tongue into my cheek, but I better lose my memory by Wednesday week, Wednesday week, Wednesday week, Wednesday week.
Wednesday is kicking ass.
Flowers.
So the things pick up a little bit on Wednesday. This is Ash Wednesday by Big Lazy. Before that, we heard Any Wednesday by the Royal Guardsmen, the guys that did Snoopy versus Red Baron versus the Great Pumpkin versus, yeah. They got really upset about that, too, because they had a big hit with Snoopy versus the Red Baron. Then they did, like, a Christmas one, and they did the Great Pumpkin one. They got really upset that they got pigeonholed, the Royal Guardsmen. Like, we're not that Snoopy band. Oh, yeah, you are. You're that Snoopy band. Be thankful for what you get. You know? Man. They squawked about that. We've been pigeonholed. We're that Snoopy band. That's correct. You're lucky you got that. Most bands don't even get that. We heard Wednesday Girl by the Jet Set. And everything started out with the Ripcords doing Big Wednesday. And then Elvis Costello Wednesday Week. So I found out from The Last Man Standing that they're not even showing, but they're doing my reruns. So this is the cool thing. It got me to look at the WRCT schedule. If you guys ever want to do me a favor, you can contact the station and let them know they have a spot. I'm going to contact them myself. Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is open. Is that 11 p.m.? 11 a.m.? Is that a two-hour slot? I don't think I can fit in there. No, never mind. Never mind. It's 11 to 1. It's 11 to 1. That's only 2 hours. I'd have to do a two-hour. I'm not going to redo a two-hour show. Forget it. Forget it. Does it look like... Well, it looks like Thursday. I might try and get in on Thursday. I'll see if they can put my... my encore show isn't on anymore. And like I'm saying, there's a two-hour hole in the schedule. But I don't really want to like edit a two-hour show to put on Mondays. I'd have to do all new shows. That's too much work. 11 to 1 on Mondays is open. And then there is... Well, this isn't terrible. I could get Monday night 11. Yeah, why not? Maybe Monday or Tuesday. Both of those. 11 o'clock to 1 in the morning. I might bug them about maybe get... Or what's going on Sunday? Saturday night? That's not terrible either. I mean, Saturday night, there's a... Well, hell, what the hell's going on Saturday night? There's an open spot at 10 o'clock at night on Saturday night. I'm gonna actually contact the station and see if they can put my on. Because they have a lot of all these other shows, encore shows, but not mine. So I'm going to say, look, there's some time Saturday night around 10 o'clock you could put my show on. That'd be awesome, Saturday at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to bug them. If you want to drop the station a line, good luck because no one will answer you. It is an out-of-control runaway train. But I'll try and get the Deep Archive, which is a really cool show because it's not just like hearing a rebroadcast of this, even though it kind of sounds exactly like this. But it shows from 14 years ago. So it's pretty fun to listen to. So I want to see about getting my... Thank you, Scott, Last Guy Standing, for saying that they bumped the show out of the Thursday morning slot. Yeah, there's nothing there on Thursday morning. So I'm going to see if I can snag me a Saturday night at 10 o'clock. That would be sweet. Okay. And there you go. I don't see it anywhere else. I'm looking on the schedule and I do not see. I see everybody's got a little encore show. But mine isn't even really an encore show. It's just like I'm saying, it's a completely different animal. But it's a deep archive show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm nowhere to be found. Damn it, Jim. All right, I'm on it. All right, let's get into Hyman and Carbuncle. Wednesday morning, 3 a.m.
I can hear the soft breathing of the girl that I love as she lies here beside me asleep with the night, and her hair in a fine mist floats on my pillow, reflecting the glow of the winter moonlight. She is soft, she is warm, but my heart remains heavy, and I watch as her breasts gently rise, gently fall. For I know with the first light of dawn I'll be leaving, and tonight will all I have left to recall.
of silver I held up and robbed a hard liquor store. My life seems unreal, my crime an illusion, a scene badly written in which I must play. Yet I know as I gaze at my young love beside me, the morning is just a few hours away.
When Wednesday Comes, that's Action Now. Did that tune? We heard the Tall Boys with Wednesday Addams' Boyfriend. We heard Simon and Garfunkel doing Wednesday Morning 3 a.m. And the Rip Cards started. Oh, we heard the Big Lazy doing Ash Wednesday as well. Now we're in the Wednesday. Okay, so there, still a problem with how it's being spelled. It has not been changed yet. But here's a Johnny Cash tune for you. There you go. A Wednesday Car, Mr. Johnny Cash. Zombo in Your Brain. Songs about Wednesday. Look, coming up on the noon o'clock hour. And, yeah, looks like I might have just enough music to get me to the end of the show, which is pretty awesome. Because today is all Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like I'm saying, I had a whole show with songs about Sunday, all show about songs about Monday. And then I'll have, like, two full shows for Saturday and Friday. So those 2 days, all of those 4 days, all those 4 days have enough songs for a 3-hour show. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just got to smash them all into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And they're like, make them one big day, one big giant hump day. All right, Wednesday Car, Johnny Cash.
The assembly line is running slow on Monday. They've been living it up and laying up Saturday and Sunday. On Tuesday, they're about to come around, but they still feel bad and they're kind of down and mad cause they got 4 more days before the weekend rolls around. On Wednesday, they're feeling fine again. And they're working like a dog and digging in, trying to do everything they should, putting them cars together good. And I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday, if you're gonna buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday. And they're in a hurry and they don't do nothing right. Friday is the worst day of the week. That's the day they make the lemons, dogs, and freaks. If your car was made on Friday, friend, you'll soon be in the creek. Cause it's payday and the loafing has begun. Lord, them Friday cars, just hope you don't get one. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday are all bad days, and the only try day is Wednesday. And my car was made on Wednesday, on Wednesday. If your car wasn't made on Wednesday, I'd advise you not to even leave home in it.
Let's join the sweetheart, let me caress you.
Alrighty, this is Hank Thompson with Wednesday Waltz. Before that, we heard the Wednesday Night Waltz with Chet Atkins. I don't know who was singing that. Oh, yeah, I had to get in before that. Jeez, that was sad trumpet. I could do without that sad trumpet. Wow, that is not... That's like the thing they... That sounds like hell. You know, go to hell and they got that sad trumpet playing all the time. Not even the sad trombone. Sad trombone's nice because the wah wah. But this sound? Ah, that is sad. That's not even sad in a good way. Hey, it's noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? It's right here. We're winding Wednesday down. And I have just enough Wednesday and Thursday songs to finish the show up. So this is Wednesday's, let's do the Wellingtons. The Weaker Thens. The Weaker Thens doing Wellington's Wednesday. Let's give this a shot. Zombo in your brain. It's the day of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The night's still a permanent stain. City sun.